Welcome to the Fulfilled Life Project. I'm Krisanthi Finn, a wife and mama of three littles who is massively passionate about finding fulfillment in the ordinary and helping you do the same. The intention with this podcast is to have you leaving every episode feeling fired up for life, ready to find joy in the ordinary, and ready to ditch that same stuff, different day mindset. Let's get fulfilled. Hey friend, I have a question for you today, and that is, why are you quitting on your goals? Woo! Let's think about that one for a second. So this came up because I've been having so many conversations with women lately who are just giving up on their goals. And, you know, I'm in this space where I'm a health and fitness coach, so I'm talking to women a lot about their health and wellness goals, right? Maybe they want to lose weight, maybe they want to work out more, maybe they want to get in shape, maybe they want to improve their diet. The list goes on and on, right? And on the other side of my business of being a health and wellness coach is I get to mentor women who are doing the same job as me. So I bring these women on and I mentor them. So now I've taken on the role of not only coaching people through their health and wellness journey, but also coaching them through their business journey. And so I'm having multiple conversations through my work where people are talking to me about goals that they have and whether they're working to meet them, whether they're still working on them, whether they're tweaking them, whether they've given up on them, whatever may happen, right? So these conversations have been coming up a lot lately, and I've also been evaluating my own goals. And a question I have for you today is, why are you quitting on yourself? Why are you quitting on your goals? I was talking to a girl and she was telling me, you know, I know what to do. I know where to start. I have all the tools, but I just keep failing. It's just not easy. And it's like so easy to just not do it. And she was talking about her health and fitness. And I was like, you know what? You are absolutely right. And if you're listening to this podcast, chances are you can relate, right? There are so many things in life that aren't really hard, but they're not easy. And there's an easier way, right? So let's, for the sake of this episode, let's focus on health and fitness goals. I think this is something that's appropriate given you and my audience. And I know that you're like me. And I know that this time of year, we start to think about, well, I, to be honest, think about my health and fitness goals all year long. And it's like ups and downs, right? And where I'm like, I'm crushing it. And then I'm like, put down the candy. And like, we just went through Halloween. So going through these phases and these seasons, you have these goals. You set a goal for your health and fitness, right? But why are you setting it? So when we're talking today about why it is that you might be giving up on your goals, or maybe you haven't given up, but you've just kind of like pulled over to the side and gotten yourself a Starbucks or like, you know, took a little pit stop. Why is it? Here is the deal. When we set goals, we so often set them because they sound good, or we set them because they really do hold weight for us, or we set them because someone else set them, or we set them because we go on social media and we see someone and we're like, oh my gosh, I want to be like them. And so we set a goal. But oftentimes when we set those goals, we don't think about what we truly want to get out of them. We don't think about the cause and effect. We don't think about, okay, I'm here at point A and I want to get to point B. What's it going to take? What is that journey going to look like? We often don't think about that. And then what happens is we start and we fail, or we have a little misstep, or something comes up. And now all of a sudden, point B doesn't look like it's even attainable anymore. And so we're like, well, you know what? We're closer to point A. We're just going to go back. We're going to backslide. Has it ever happened to you? Have you ever done that where you're all in on a goal and then you start to do the work and you're like, oh God, this sucks, right? I know it's happened to me, but I'll tell you the thing that has helped me the most, the times when I am most successful is when I follow this formula, okay? So take notes if you can, if you're driving, don't worry about it. Just mental note, come back to it if you need to. But I set my goal. And when I set that goal, there are a few questions I ask myself. I ask myself, number one, Why am I setting this goal? You might be like, wow, that's profound, Chrysanthi. Why are you setting this goal? Okay. But really, why are you setting this goal? Then I ask myself, when I reach this goal, what is it going to feel like? When I reach this goal, what is it going to look like? How is my life going to change? So maybe for your health and fitness, maybe it's that your jeans are going to fit. Maybe it's that when you're getting dressed to go out for a date night with your husband, you're not looking in the mirror feeling disgusted. I'm not saying that it's okay to do that. I'm not saying that you need to lose weight to not look in the mirror and feel disgusted. But what I'm sharing is that I've been there. I've been there where I have a goal, but the Reese's peanut butter cups are calling my name. I have a goal, but I can kind of sort of do my workout and get away with it. I have a goal, but these butts come in. And then before I know it, my butt's looking big in the mirror and my jeans aren't fitting. And my husband's like, let's go. And I should be feeling beautiful and loved and all the things, getting ready to go on a date night. But instead I'm like, ugh, right? Have you been there? I know I have. So what happens is I want you to think when you're setting that goal, what is it going to feel like? What is that freedom going to feel like? Okay. And then I want you to ask yourself, what is it going to take to get to that goal? And then here's the kicker. When it gets hard, what am I going to do about it? Okay. Do you see how when I'm going through those questions, what does it feel like? What does it look like? How are things going to be different? What's it going to take? What am I going to do when I get derailed? By asking myself those questions, I'm setting myself up for success. I'm not holding myself to a standard that says it's going to be perfect. I'm not saying to myself it's going to be easy, but I'm getting real with myself and I'm saying, okay, I'm at point A. I want to get to point B. What's it going to take? We wouldn't set out in our car without putting in the address and the GPS. I'm laughing at myself as I'm saying that because I can remember using this analogy years ago with when I was teaching, I guess, and I would say to the kids, like, you wouldn't go somewhere without like pulling up the address on your computer and printing out the directions first. And now here we are living in a world where we just have to put it in Waze. But anyway, total side note. I'm setting myself up for success by doing that. And by tapping into the emotional, now I have something that holds weight. Because what happens is we set these goals, but they don't really mean much to us. Let's go back to the example of health and fitness. Maybe you're on Instagram and you see someone who's an influencer and they're rocking these cute outfits and you're like, oh, you know, if I could lose 10 pounds, I would feel really comfortable and confident in rocking that outfit. I'm going to lose 10 pounds. But what happens is, number one, you don't have a plan. Number two, 10 pounds is probably a really arbitrary number, right? It may not be, it might be more, it might be less. 10 pounds can look like a lot of different things, right? Whether you're gaining weight, gaining muscle, losing fat, like your body type, 10 pounds on me versus 10 pounds on someone who's 6 foot, whatever. It's not specific really, right? And the other thing that happens is you're going to go on through your day and that person you saw on Instagram isn't going to be there with you and their life isn't part of yours. And so now it really doesn't mean anything anymore. And so when you are tempted by the foods that are making you feel like crap or you're, you know, going to go do a workout, but instead your show is on Netflix, now you don't have that emotional tie, right? But if you can set a goal and then really think about, why is that important to me? Why is that important to me? What is it going to feel like? That's when you're going to see a difference. I have a client in one of my boot camps, and she has a goal. She set a goal at the beginning of last year. And most people, you know, you set a New Year's goal and you don't stick to it. I have to say, she has been rocking it. She shows up. I call her the consistency queen. She is doing her workout and she is following a meal plan and she's showing up and spreading love and spreading light and doing all the things. And it's really been beautiful to watch. But she'll admit that there have been times throughout the year where things have come up. You know, there was a death in her family. There were vacations. There were times where she was stressed at work. And so she would turn to food and she knew that that was the thing that was keeping her from her goals. But now she got to a point and she's like, okay, you know what? We have 6 weeks left in the year. It's go time. I know what it takes. And she said something today that really hit home. And I like to say that she got it from me, but honestly, I'm not even sure. But she said, you know, I the last week, I've really been focusing on my food and I've been asking myself, is that food going to make me feel the way I want to feel? Think about that. What if we went about our day asking ourselves that simple question? Is that food going to make me feel the way I want to feel? Is that workout going to make me feel the way I want to feel? Is that interaction with a person going to make me feel the way I want to feel? Is that coffee date with a friend going to make me feel the way I want to feel? You know, we can set these goals, but we're always going to come up, things are always going to come up throughout our day that are going to be an opportunity for us to get sidetracked from them. But if you have this grounding question that you come back to and you focus on what is the point of all this? Why did I set this goal in the first place? And you have a way that you know when you reach this goal, you're going to feel this way. When you reach this goal, it's going to look this way. When you reach this goal, this is what's going to change. Now you've got something that is tied to it. Does that make sense? You have to think about the long view because those distractions are going to come up on a daily basis that are going to veer you off course. And it's going to be easy that when those distractions come up, if you're not prepared for it, it's going to totally throw you off. And you're going to be like, forget it, I'm done, new goal. But if you have asked yourself those questions pertaining to your goal, what is it going to look like? What is it going to feel like? What is it going to take? What am I going to do when it gets hard? Then you have a better chance of reaching that goal. Because when it does get hard, and it will get hard, you have a plan of action. Maybe it's you sit down and journal it out. Maybe it's you call a friend. Maybe you have a coach. Maybe you, whatever it is, you have to have some support plan in place so that when you do mess up and when things do get hard, you can check in and you can check yourself and be like, whoa, man, that almost knocked me out. But you know what? My goal is bigger than that. What I want is bigger than that. What it's going to feel like when I achieve that goal is bigger than that. And this can be applied to goals with relationships. It can be applied to goals with work. It can be applied to goals with parenting. Distractions come up. Things come up to make us feel like we're going to go off course and tempt us to go off course or throw us off course. We're going to go off course. I definitely ate more Halloween candy than should have been aligned with any goal that I have for my health and fitness. But the problem is I wasn't thinking about my ultimate goal. So I'm just going to share with you, I know that one of my ultimate goals with my health and fitness isn't necessarily about the number on the scale, to be honest, and I think I've shared this a few times. I really don't weigh myself because it unleashes a whole other beast that I don't need to deal with. But I know what it feels like to feel really good. And I know that when I'm eating really well and I'm eating clean food and I'm staying hydrated and I'm steering clear of sugar, I am level-headed. I have less anxiety. I am more patient with my kids. I have more energy. I am less tired. I'm less groggy. I forget less things. So if I'm tempted by the Reese's, it would serve me well to say, how do I want to feel? Is that 2-second satisfaction of the fun size Reese's worth it in exchange for how I want to feel? My last tip for you in all of this is to invite God in. You know, I like to bring some kind of faith into whatever episode I'm recording. And so I thought about this today. And of course, I went to the Bible to think about, you know, what do we do when we have these goals and we feel like we're quitting on ourselves? So invite God in. Proverbs 16:3 says, commit to the Lord whatever you do, and he will establish your plans. Now, it may be hard to kind of relate this one to a diet. I really don't even like the word diet, but health and fitness, things like that. You might be like, well, what does the Lord have to do with any of that, right? But here's the deal. There's a couple things. God doesn't want you to depend on sugar, alcohol, junk food, additives for satisfaction and fulfillment. He wants you to rely on him, right? So if you're distracted by all of those things, you're not relying on him. The other thing is, I know that he has a purpose for me, and I know that my purpose is to go out into the world. He's showing me many different ways via this podcast, via my health and fitness journey, via the people he puts in my path, via having my kids, all of these ways, and to show up with light and love and show people who he is and to live in a way that makes the world a better place. But if I am bogged down by the failures that I'm facing, or more specifically on this track of health and fitness, if I am bogged down by the sugar foods and the foods that make me feel really sick and like crap, and not doing my workout, then I don't have the energy. I'm not treating my body the way that it needs to be treated so that I can be my full self and fulfill my purpose. Right? So how can you relate that to your goals? And maybe you don't have health and fitness goals. That doesn't mean you don't have goals. That doesn't mean that you can't get sidetracked. That doesn't mean that you're probably quitting on yourself because you don't have an emotional tie to them. You don't see the long view in the goals that you're setting. We live in a society, I did a whole episode on this. We live in a society that is an Amazon Prime society. We expect things to happen overnight. We expect us to be able to have Prime shipping. We expect things to be a click of a button. And many things are. But the things that count, they're not. So when it gets hard, you have to ask yourself, why am I quitting on my goals? What do my goals mean to me? If I don't stay on track, what's it going to look like? But if I do, what's it going to look like? What's it going to feel like? What's the emotional tie? What is the long view? Stop quitting on yourself. Keep going when it's hard. Keep going. You've got this in you. It's just going to take a change of ways of thinking, right? It's going to take you shifting your mindset. But you can do it, and I'm cheering for you, and we're in this together. So let's get fulfilled. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode. I pray that you are leaving here feeling more fulfilled than ever, that you are ready to go out and live your best life. If you loved this episode, it would mean so much to me if you go ahead and share it with your best girlfriend. Put it on your social media and tag me so that I can thank you for helping to spread the word about the Fulfilled Life Project. Until next time, girl, see you later.